Hey friends, back with you again on this Friday. 1 Timothy 4 is where we find ourselves today. And as you remember yesterday, we talked about the qualifications for elders or pastors and deacons in the church. Chapter 4, Paul switches gears. And I want you to remember that he is talking to a young pastor here. And he understands that there's a lot of false teaching out there, as there is today. But I want to just point out a few things to you as you read today. It says, starting in verse 6, we'll read for a few verses here, if you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, and he is talking about false teaching, if you point these things out, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Now listen, verse 7, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train, think to yourself that word, train. Train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. I love this part because he is saying that there is benefit to physical training. There's benefit to working out, which I need to do more of. But he also says, but spiritual training, training for godliness, has value for all things. Both now and in eternity. I think we need to think about that more often, don't you? That the things that we do here on earth will matter in eternity. Not that we do good things to get to heaven. We just accept Christ to get to heaven. But that he is keeping an account in heaven. He's taking very clear notes on what we do here on earth, and it will benefit us to be faithful. Now, when I was the youth pastor of C3, when I started in 2001, I felt like we needed a banner verse for our youth ministry. And I took this banner verse from this chapter, from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And remember, this is Paul talking to a younger person, and this is what we talk to our youth about. If you're looking for something to encourage a young person with, or to make them a gift that has this on it, it would be a great idea. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. So those are five things that he's telling Timothy to set an example with. Five things that younger people can even set example to older people with. I remember when I was youth pastor, at one point I had parents come up to me of some kids that I was a youth pastor of, and they said, our children have outpaced us in our faith. They're more spiritually mature than us. And I think they meant that statement to be flattering and thanking me, but it saddened me because I was not called by God to be their main spiritual mentor or main spiritual influence. That was the parents' job, and it made me sad that their teenage children were outgrowing their own faith, and they seemed to be okay with that. I think these verses can hold true for all of us, that we are to set an example. How are you doing in your life of setting an example in your speech, the words that you choose, in your conduct, the things that you do, in the way that you love, in the strength of your faith, and in your purity? those are so important for us to set an example to others in, both to Christians and to non-Christians. Something to think about today as you read 1 Timothy chapter 4. Be back with you again on Monday.